This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Today on the Live Feed, we're with Love Nocturnal, a Minneapolis-based trio described as playing funky Americana folk. On this episode, we'll be talking with the band members about their lives as musicians, as well as listening to their live performance at Broken World Records. My name is Juan Galarza. You're listening to the Live Feed.
Can we start off by introducing yourselves and tell us your name, where you're from, what brings you to Winona, and what instruments you play?
My name is Kaylin Rainbow Keir, and that is my middle name. I grew up in Wisconsin and spent a little time in Colorado and a lot of time in Mexico growing up. And I got back to Minnesota to go to school and play guitar and saxophone, and I write songs with Renee Copeland here. Harmonies are a big thing. That's a whole instrument in itself for us.
Yeah, and I'm Renee Copeland, and Kaylin and I started making songs just last February or March together. Started playing together, and our first gigs was here at Broken World Records. I invited him out to join me, we just found the magic there. I'm from Winona originally, a little outside of Winona, Wiscoy Valley. So I love coming back here and playing.
And then I think you guys said you had a third member. Can you just mention him or her real quick?
That is Lightning Joe Peterson. And he is fantastic. Keyboard player, guitar player, harmonica, just all around. Wonderful deadbeat desperado friend of ours.
Love Nocturnal. How do you guys come up with that name?
Band names are very elusive creatures. When you're just joking around, you can find 50 of them, and then when you actually care, it's the hardest thing ever. So there are many permutations of it, but we're all, we all find that we fit music in the wee hours, in the late night times. It's a very inspirational time for all three of us, and we're all about love as well. You know, kind of a free expression of that. There's a lot of love going around between the three of us, and also in our songs. We put a lot of love into them, take it out to the world.
Which is funny, because a lot of the songs are kind of dark, a lot of the originals. But I think there is a real vein of levity in what we do. Actually, we started out with this sort of, just a theme of not so precious. Everything that we were doing, we were just trying to let it flow, come out, not give any too much weight to any one thing, or else, you know, you might not get that song written. You might not do a gig if it's not going to be perfect, but you roll with it. And we were thinking we might be called Not So Precious for a while, but ironically, it took forever to find the band name out of that.
Yeah, we use Not So Precious still as kind of a modality of making, but we really are intentional about our songwriting, especially. A lot of songs we write about relate to heartbreak, not just on a personal level, but on a global level, you know, so social justice issues creep into a lot of our lyrics. So that's why it took us a while to come up with a band name, and it may change again, who knows, but for now we're really strong and steady with what we've got.
Sun came up, was another day, and the sun went down, and you were blown away. Why'd you let go of your guitar? Why'd you ever let it get that far, drunken angel? Could have held on to that long, smooth neck and let your hand remember every fret. Fingers touching each shiny string, but you let go of everything, drunken angel. Drunken angel, you're on the other side. Drunken angel, you're on the other side.
Followers will cling to you, hang around just to meet you. Some threw roses at your feet and watched you pass out on the street. Drunken angel, feed you and pay off all your debts, kiss your brow and taste your sweat, write about you, sow your guts, criticize you and wish you luck, drunken angel. Drunken angel, you're on the other side. Drunken angel, you're on the other side. Some kind of savior singing the blues, a derelict in your duct tape shoes, orphan clothes and your long dark hair, looking like you didn't care. Drunken angel, blood spilled out of the hole in your heart over the strings of your guitar, worn down places in the wood that once made you feel so good. Drunken angel, drunken angel, you're on the other side. Drunken angel, you're on the other side. Sun came up, it was another day.
And the sun went down, you were blown away.
Why'd you let go of your guitar? Why'd you ever let it get that far? Drunken angel, drunken angel, drunken angel. Down in the cool green grass, but there's a concrete to your heart. And I don't get upset when the sun must set, but your night time's a different kind of dark. And what good did you think would come with your finger trained to trigger on that gun? Hey,
hey, hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey. And I took you down to the river banks, but your soul had already been saved. In a big building marked U.S. of A, there comes with keys that are oil stained. I just wanted to show you the living proof that even rocks in the water can become smoke. Hey. Hey, 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 hey. I said, what do you say to my love? I said, what do you say to my love? Your hot air blew it right out. You wear your boots to bed like it's the earth instead. I can't sleep from all your stomping around. You say that all is fair in love and war, but only half of that slogan you've been fighting for.
say? What do you say to my love? I say, what do you say to my love? I said, hey, what do you say to my love? And I say, hey, what do you say to my love? Watch my body grow new life, heavy and belly and swollen breasts. Stick a flag in me and get back overseas to just another one of your I'm just another one of your conquests. I'm just another one of your
That was Love Nocturnal performing live at Broken World Records. My name is Juan Galarza. We now go back to the interview. You're listening to the live feed.
So the lyrics that you guys come up with and the whole writing process, is it always the same? Is it like the lyrics first and then the music? Or how do you guys go about that? Is it different every time?
Well, it's been the whole writing together collaboratively thing is somewhat new for both of us, because it can be such an individual, lock yourself up in a room, starve yourself by not taking breaks until, you know, that obsessive feeling of getting it done, getting it out in one take. But we've each done that individually. Renee's written a lot of songs, and together we've started to, I think we'll come up sometimes with just a few lyrics. One of us will bring an idea through a few lyrics, a poem to the table, and maybe an idea of some chords. Often I'll just have like one chord progression in my mind, and have some words just magically appear with whatever you're thinking about. But then another progression from years ago that I never used will come out. And also in some of Renee's songs, she'll bring them to me pretty much every day. She brings one new, it feels like.
Yeah, so I think another interesting way that we arrive at songs is by spending a lot of time together and having new experiences together. We recently were in Mexico and came upon an estuary, and it was such a rich environment of inspiration that where a river meets an ocean. And instantly these voices started coming out of that. You know, it could sound like two lovers speaking to each other, but really it's the river speaking to the ocean. You know, we will meet again. So that's expounding on that theme and really marinating on that together has been really enjoyable. So that's a new song that will come out this year called Estuary.
Even with you two, without your third member, I mean, I saw you guys using like a bunch of different instruments between you two. How would you guys describe your sound?
Funky Americana folk. Little sax, lot of soul, lot of harmony. We gotta get the wording down on that. Let's just try funky Americana.
Yeah, dark and moody with a little bit of hope. Or a lot of bit of hope.
Grounded so low, I'm lost next door. I'm sure I'll find the will to
Go back home, try at something simple. Rolling backwards down this hill. List, sun bleached poster on my windowsill. Heart is marked with questions, and time is standing still. Only one more September day, ink will fade as the winds they turn my page. Time will carry your ghost away, but I remember something familiar. Sunny gray just won't go away.
Sleepless nights, seeing stars. Slant of sun is so candid. Rising, creeping in my bones. I flew away as you landed. Backstep kiss. Roadside lover, geocache in the sand. Left my stamp of good intentions, but fading hearts have had demands.
September day, hanging on to every Wednesday, turn my page, fixed in time but miles away.
But something about that,
so familiar.
Sunny gray,
what does that mean anyway? I woke up before you in the total darkness. Early morning, I could hear the wind in the trees. I was looking for the light to bring you out from the shadows, redefine you now for only me. Well, honey, I'm sure that you've been in love before. Plenty of the men have held high places in your eyes. But jealousy has got no use for me. The past is beautiful like the darkness between the fireflies. I was driving fast up through the Appalachians. I could see the world go out below me in the sun. You should know by now that someone's always been there long before you. You're never gonna be the only one. Honey, I'm sure that you've been in love before. And plenty of men have held high places in your eyes. But jealousy has got no use for me. The past is beautiful like the darkness between the fireflies. Beautiful like the darkness between the fireflies. Well, honey, I'm sure that you've been in love before. And plenty of men have held high places in your eyes. But jealousy has got no use for me. The past is beautiful like the darkness between the fireflies. Beautiful like the darkness between the fireflies. It's beautiful like the darkness between the fireflies. Like the darkness between the fireflies.
That was Love Nocturnal performing live at Broken World Records. We now go back to the interview. My name is Juan Galarza. You're listening to the live feed.
You told me earlier that you usually perform in Minneapolis. I don't know what type of venue you guys usually perform at. Like, this type of place is kind of packed together, kind of cozy. Like, do you guys kind of cater to the venue, or do we always kind of hear the same sound wherever you perform?
Yeah, it's usually pretty intimate. Restaurants and bars right now. We're sort of bridging over to the theater community in Minneapolis. There's a lot of crossover between this sort of soul. There's a lot of different soul groups coming out of Minneapolis right now. And we play with a few of them. There was this Israeli girl, Shahar, who had a gig at a series at the Dakota Jazz Club. And that was last winter, and she had to go back to Israel. She couldn't stay in the country because the visa is all messed up for her. So we were Renee was singing in her band, and I was playing saxophone. So we've been thinking about hitting up the Dakota. Really, we're trying to make the jump over to larger venues. But we also like to keep it pretty intimate because that's our roots. We both connected over sort of folky music, even though we really love sort of a more, as they say, world beat, world music, you know, funkier rhythms. And we're putting that into the mix more and more in our songs. We're not just keeping it in a vein of sort of the what you would think of predictable as, you know, country music. We're putting some different influences in there. So in the next year, I think we'll be playing a lot different kinds of places. But right now, yeah, kind of keeping it small, intimate.
Have you guys played outside of Minnesota or the Midwest? Or maybe abroad?
When we were in Mexico, we definitely, ran into flamenco players, did a lot of, like, song exchange, even within the comfort of different people's homes. It feels like mini house concerts of sorts happening, really good connections happening all around the neighborhoods of Minneapolis as well. They're always kind of underground experiences that way, but then also out in Door County, like I said, we've traveled to, and we also went out to Santa Monica, California, and played on the promenade, experienced that.
If listeners want to hear more about you, where they can download maybe some songs that are out there, or where you guys are playing next, where should they go?
Well, we've got a Facebook page, Love Nocturnal. You can like us and follow where we're going to be. Also a SoundCloud.
The SoundCloud right now, we're developing a couple more rough cuts to put up on there. But there's one track on there that's going to be featured in Patrick's Cabaret from Minneapolis, Patrick's Cabaret live compilation CD. So we've got a couple in there from last winter. But yeah, check it out. That's soundcloud.com/love-nocturnal.
On nothing, so we wanted to be brave, so we chose to believe in something peaceful. Heard suburbia was the way to go, where the mom scrubbed the kids between every toe, where they drive the cars fast and they're at the sign slow. Turns out neighborhood watch was another death row. No Nobody's home on
Easy Street.
Nobody's home on
Easy Street.
Nobody's home on
Easy Street
anymore. Little farmer man lost his fields and cattle, so he came up with a plan to sign up for battle to feel useful. Heard the army was a pretty good call, where they honor your defendants for the good of all. When it pushed that button, saw that city fall. Give up anything just to watch some crops grow tall. Nobody lives on
Easy Street.
Nobody lives on
Easy Street.
Nobody lives on
Easy Street
anymore. Oh, anymore. To church on Sunday, she knows the Bible well. She wants to marry someday to someone who's praiseful. Well, the pastor man sang in a pretty good key, but she was just 18 and he was 43. And when the clinics and courts didn't answer her plea, she thought, who in this town's gonna worship me? Nobody's born on
Easy Street.
Nobody's born on
Easy Street.
Nobody's born on Easy Street anymore. Couldn't live on
Easy Street.
I couldn't breathe on
Easy Street.
I don't believe in Easy Street anymore.
You're just listening to Love Nocturnal performing live at Broken World Records. More information about this band can be found by looking them up on Facebook or by visiting soundcloud.com/love-nocturnal. My name is Juan Galarza. Thank you for listening to The Live Feed.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.